Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time, August 20th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few are chosen." Today's gospel can make us uncomfortable. The king opens the doors of the banquet to everyone. The invitation is astonishingly generous. The good and the bad alike are gathered from the highways and the byways. No one earns a place at the feast. No one deserves it. The banquet is pure gift. Then, almost without warning, everything changes. One guest is found without a wedding garment. He is speechless. He is cast outside. At first reading, the parable seems harsh, even contradictory. If everyone was invited in from the streets, how could someone be expected to have proper wedding clothes? The early Christians understood the wedding garment not as an expensive clothing, but as a symbol of the new life given by God. At baptism, the newly baptized were clothed in a white garment, while the church prayed, "You have become a new creation." The garment represented a life transformed by grace. The invitation is free. The transformation is necessary. God never asks us to earn his love, but his love always asks us to become someone new. The danger is not that we are imperfect. The danger is that we become comfortable, remaining unchanged. Many of us have accepted Christ into our lives while quietly hanging on to old garments. Resentment that we have justified for years, pride disguised as certainty, fear that keeps us from trusting, wounds that have become our identity, habits that no longer serve the gospel. We attend the banquet, but we resist allowing the king to dress us in his mercy. But the wedding garment is not something we sew ourselves. It is Christ himself. St. Paul writes, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day we are invited to wear his compassion instead of our impatience, his humility instead of our ego, his forgiveness instead of our grievances, his trust instead of our anxiety." That garment is sewn from grace. There's a story about a monastery that welcomed merchants throughout the year. At the entrance stood a simple wooden coat rack with a handwritten sign above it that said, "Please leave your coats here." One winter evening, a man arrived carrying a heavy overcoat. He refused to hang it up. "It has everything in its pockets," he explained. "My wallet, my keys, my notes, my medicines. I need to keep it with me." Throughout the retreat, he sat clutching the coat. He never seemed comfortable. During prayer, he adjusted it. constantly. At meals, it occupied the chair beside him. When others walked peacefully through the gardens, he carried its weight everywhere. On the final day, an elderly monk smiled gently and asked, "Did you notice that everyone else left wearing their coat?" "But no one spent the retreat carrying it." The man laughed. Only then did he realize the invitation had never been to abandon his coat forever. It was simply to lay it down long enough to receive what the retreat had come to give. How often do we come before God carrying old garments that have become strangely familiar? We wear the coat of disappointment, the jacket of self-sufficiency, the cloak of fear, the heavy fabric of old regrets. Christ does not shame us for wearing them. He simply asks whether we are willing to let Him clothe us with something lighter. Perhaps the most important question in today's gospel is not whether we have accepted God's invitation. Most of us have. The deeper question is, what am I still wearing that Christ is asking me to remove? Every season of discipleship invites another exchange. As children, we surrender selfishness. As adults, we surrender control. As we age, we surrender certainty. Eventually, we surrender even the illusions that we save ourselves. The Christian life is not merely believing the invitation once. It is continually allowing Christ to dress us in His own heart. Every Eucharist is, in a sense, another fitting for the wedding garment. We arrive carrying our burdens. We leave clothed again in grace. The tragedy of the gospel is not that one man lacked perfect clothing. It is that he stood before the king, yet refused the gift the king longed to provide. The Lord never stops inviting. He never stops offering new garments. The question is whether we are willing to let go of the old ones. For many are invited. The ones who come chosen are those who allow the invitation to change them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You have invited me to the banquet of Your kingdom, not because I have earned a place, but because Your love is beyond measure. Thank You for calling me from the highways of my wandering into the joy of Your presence. Show me the garments I still cling to, the fears, resentments, pride, and false identities that keep me from living fully in Your grace. Give me the courage to lay them down without fear. Clothe me each day with Your compassion, Your humility, Your mercy, and Your peace. May every Eucharist renew in me the white garment of baptism, so that my life may increasingly reflect Your own. When You look upon me, may You see not merely someone who accepted Your invitation, but someone who has allowed Your love to transform every part of my heart. For I desire not only to attend Your banquet, O Lord, but to become the person You created me to be. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a passage from the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.